Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, along with Matt Steinmetz, and the Lakers were eliminated.
I'm just glad you got your readers fixed.
These are different ones.
How many glasses do you have?
About 4 pair, and they because you lose them all the time.
It's like a pair of AirPods.
Yeah, I got something against the whatever they're called. You know, where you have them around your neck.
Yeah.
Where they just sit here like this. Here, I'll show it on the
YouTube.
I
know, you look like you're keeping book at a baseball game.
You know what I mean?
Game.
Like a librarian. You know, where if they fall off your face.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
the glasses holders.
Yeah, it wraps around your neck.
Yeah, Jade has one. I call her Big Dork with it. She doesn't like that.
Then that's one of the reasons why.
You put some gold on it? A little silver?
I'll pass. And then you get the little old lady chain that you come down. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or old man.
You know, I have a lot of similarities to Steph.
I was going to say the Six Flags guy, but
to Steph Curry, and I think we're both, you know, we both see a little bit of our own mortality in the mirror right now. You know, Steph's basketball career and my life. There is a part of me that will never die. Mm-hmm. So 888-957-9570. How you feeling about the war? I want to start out the segment by listening.
It's sunny outside, by the way.
What's that?
I said it's sunny outside.
Well, why do we have can we do the drapes?
Well, because of the glare, you know. We got to look good, Steiny. We need that.
Oh, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
That possesses.
What's it matter?
What do you mean?
Like, what does that matter?
I mean, you're trying to look your best.
I'm a grown man.
We talked about this yesterday. Look good, play good.
Yeah. Slobs can play well, too.
Murray had a pretty fresh line last night.
There have been slobs who have won NBA titles. How about that? I got to hear this wind horse sound from ESPN. This is on LeBron, the Warriors, the Lakers. The offseason started for that team.
LeBron's contract for next year for the Lakers, if he opts in, calls for $51 million.
Right.
If he opts out, he is looking for contracts in that range. The Warriors have nothing like that. These other teams, like whatever you want to get on the board, whether you want to say team X, team Y, remember, $50 million per year, multiple years, the Lakers can give him. The idea of LeBron going to play for another team for $10 million, mid-level exception, or in the case of a tax-paying team, $6 million, even if you're going to cook up some scheme on a sign-and-trade contract, the Lakers would have to approve of that. Before you enter fantasy land, don't forget about the salary. The salary is important. I know LeBron's made a lot of money. He wants to buy an NBA team. You don't buy an NBA team leaving $50 million on the table.
That's Brian Windhorst of ESPN. And that's just about the idea of sniffing around LeBron James. I know that probably is something that divides the fan base to some degree, whether you even want LeBron James coming in here. But, you know, I'm looking at The Athletic, and we're going to jump into some calls in a sec, Evan. You know, I'm looking at The Athletic and Marcus Thompson of The Athletic a day or two ago. He actually threw 8, 10 names out there of players. They're either on another team's roster or they're going to become free agents. Zach LaVine, Brandon Ingram, DeJounte Murray, Miles Turner, Markkanen, Paul George, Kevin Durant, DeMar DeRozan, and the guy he didn't put on there was LeBron James, somebody that the Warriors owner called about. So they got to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, if you kind of separate them into the categories of trade versus free agent acquisition, like, but you'd kind of need to sign and trade with, it sounds like, LeBron, Paul George, and I guess KD would be a straight-up trade. But, you know, DeMar DeRozan's going to be a free agent this offseason. LaVine you'd have to trade for. Murray you'd have to trade for. Turner and Markkanen you'd have to trade for. Of the names on that list, Steiny, which one do you feel like is the most likely to be a savior?
Oh, boy. A savior?
Well,
Or the best, you know, make the Warriors as good as they can be in the short term.
Exactly,
fair.
To reach their potential.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Paul George. I think I like Paul George more than I've ever liked him before. I think he's still a hell of a player.
You like his podcast?
I love his podcast. He's the only NBA player that does a podcast who does it not about himself.
What about Draymond?
Draymond's podcast is about Draymond. Paul George's podcast is about the people he has on his show to be a guest. He's learned from the greats like Merv Griffin and Ellen.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yes. Hey!
Spadone.
What the hell did... Whoa! We're talking about one of the greatest comedians of our time.
Also doesn't treat her employees very well.
Hey, that, allegedly.
I'm out on that.
Allegedly.
I'm out.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it's just a rumor.
Let's start with coaches in Vallejo.
I'm out.
What's up, Coach? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Steiny.
Hey, Evan. Buddy.
You know, Steiny, I'm starting to agree with you more and more, and because you tell it like it is. And Evan, I also agree with you also on the maturity aspect. The first immature person I think with the Warriors is Steve Kerr.
Ooh.
He's delusional. He believes he could still play a 6'6 guy at center in this day of long athletic ball players. And that's where we are now. The big stars of the past, the Durants, Currys, LeBron, they no longer separate themselves from the pack. I mean, they're just very good players now. They're not even MVP candidates now. The league is a lot longer, a lot more athletic. You have to be able to shoot with people draped all over you, like Murray and Shai Gilgeous and these type of athletes. That's what the Warriors need. I think the entertainment factor is just as important as winning. So right now, everyone knows the Warriors are a long ways from a championship team, but they need to get a lot longer, a lot more athletic, bring some more excitement into the arena, because that North Carolina Dean Smith four-corner offense no longer works in today's NBA. The guys are just too long and too athletic.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the call. Warriors running that four corners. Remember when they beat
Until 145.
Remember when they beat Boston in 2022 Game 7?
Mm-hmm.
They beat them 44-39. They ran that four corners and they just held the ball. They just would not let Boston have it.
It is pretty unbelievable. I'm younger than you, but to think that that was a viable
Dude,
strategy
it was unbelievable.
Back in the day.
So there was no shot clock. And the North Carolina had a guy named Phil Ford, who was incredible. Just a great ball. You know what he was like? Very similar to Chris Paul back in the day. And North Carolina put four guys on the court with him. Two guys stood in the corner, essentially. And then two guys stood very high up near half court. And they had this thing where they could just... He would dribble, they double team him, he'd throw out to a guy, he'd go get it back. They'd run minutes off the clock if they wanted to.
Well,
and then there were also times when the teams would play him, and maybe they'd be down three or four, and North Carolina would start running four corners, and they'd just be like, well, we're just going to sit here in our zone for a few minutes, buy ourselves some time.
Oh, it's like the first ever basketball game was 1-0.
Was it really?
It was a slugfest. There was no rules. They just fought each other.
You sure what? Okay.
Shout out Naismith.
We got a Canadian, by the way. Let's go out to Ohio.
He's bad at his job.
Let's go to Ohio. Daniel, he's in Martinez. He wants to jump on this LeBron talk. What's up, Ohio Daniel?
Hey, Simon. Hey, Evan. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Fantastic.
I think LeBron's coming back to Cleveland. I think he is.
Oh,
the Cavs are going to draft Bronny. Now, listen to me. We're going to draft Bronny, and LeBron has already announced numerous times that he is going to go and play his final season wherever his son goes. And I think Gilbert is going to do that. And I think he will spend his final season in Cleveland. But if the Warriors could get LeBron, they should do everything they can because he's still a top five player in the NBA.
So. Yeah, I'm not against that, Ohio Daniel, and thanks for the call. I mean, there's so many older, like,
I mean, look, don't get me wrong, LeBron played very well in the five-game series that they lost to Denver. In fact, you can make a case that should have won a couple of those games. I mean, LeBron was sensational. I thought Kevin Durant, despite getting swept, played really well in the first round series against Minnesota. Both of them were around 55% shooting, 27 points, 7-7. They played well. But adding an even older superstar than Curry, I'm talking about LeBron specifically, I just think it spells trouble.
What about Durant?
Durant, I would be more inclined to than LeBron, but just because his contract lines up with Curry.
Mm.
So you have 2 years at a, you know, insurmountable number, but at least you have a natural inflection point built in. I think KD probably is going to cost as much or maybe even more than LeBron because LeBron's a one and one. But the more I think about it, Sonny, neither of those two players get me excited. I mean, there's more star power coming to the Bay. There's obviously the previous relationship with Durant. But do I think that either of those two players are going to carry the Warriors over one of the top three teams we just saw basically just shellac where the Warriors were trying to get to?
Exactly.
I don't see it.
That's what worries me the most about a LeBron or a Durant or Paul George. Like one part of me thinks, and we're talking about the Warriors and their future. 888-957-9570. Jump into the conversation. We got some people that want to talk about it. We will. I just don't like the idea of adding somebody 34, 35 years old.
Talking about 37 and age 40.
So, but I'm using 34, 35 because I'm lumping them all in together. Durant, LeBron, I'm even throwing Paul George in there.
He'll be 35.
I'm putting DeRozan in there, all those kind of
guys. He's 35.
Like, I just hate that idea right now after especially watching this regular season of the playoffs. However, if you could swing a way to get one of those guys in here, I would understand what they'd be trying to do. And so I would get that part of it. If I had to rank the guys, I probably would want Paul George first because I think he's got the most left. I think he's pretty good. How could you turn down, like, if you can make a deal with LeBron for LeBron where you obviously are going to have to give up a ton of pieces and salary, the reason I wouldn't necessarily be against that or say that's dumb is because it'll speed up the process where you could probably get under the cap and then make something dramatic happen in a year or two. Because if you get LeBron in here, it's going to be on a short-term deal. So now you got he and Steph on short-term deals. You've obviously lost some of your players. Maybe Kuminga, so he didn't get paid. Maybe Wiggins, so he's off the books. Maybe Clay, so he didn't get paid. Who else? Who else am I missing? One other guy.
Oh, Moody?
No, they're gonna have Draymond Green. But if you make that move and it doesn't work, boom. in a year or two, you know, everything kind of opens up in terms of your possibilities, and at least you can say, hey, we brought LeBron in here for a year, so it didn't work. But we might be in a better spot with financial freedom. The issue is, are the Warriors, here's the other thing we got, and this isn't for this year, but are the Warriors convinced they could land one of the elite free agents, not necessarily this year, but in the next 3 to 5 years, if they create enough money under the salary cap? I mean, I get that's an issue we don't really have to talk a lot about right now, but I actually have some doubts about whether they will be able to do that, even if they have the money to do it.
I think it depends on who the other free agent players are, but sure. I think the Warriors have reason to believe that they could be a top 3 or 4 destination. Like when someone comes out and says, you know, where am I committing? Alabama, UNC, Georgia. In the NBA free agent circle, I think the Warriors are one of those teams. So does that mean they'll get a guy? I'm not sure, but they're they're right now still a marquee franchise, I believe. So that's for further down the line. I think if we're looking at the shopping list of players that we're talking about.
Yep.
I think for me, first, it would be Durant, just again, because of the alignment of his contract. I also think of the three players, LeBron and Paul George, the other two, he's the most durable of the three. He's played the most minutes in the postseason in recent memory, and he's still playing at a high level. LeBron would be second because of the short-term contract, and I know that Paul George is the youngest of the three and might be the player you like the most, but you're going to have to give him a new contract.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I don't want to acquire this offseason if I'm the Warriors is another 4 or 5 year mega deal, unless I'm paying a younger player that. We could talk about Kuminga and what he's worth and what he's not, but I'm more inclined to give Kuminga a longer deal to see what he is than to go out and get Zach LaVine or
right.
to bring in, I don't know, look, I'm not sure who else has a large enough contract, but Levine's got like three or four years left. Paul George, you'd have to probably give a 3 or 4 year contract to. Those players, to me, I don't want any part of because I'm afraid we're going to end up in this same spot, Steiny, next offseason of looking at these guys and saying, you didn't perform up to your contract. How do we get off of it?
Yeah.
And the Warriors cannot set themselves up to get off of Jordan Poole last offseason, get off one of their Albatross contracts this offseason, and then continue to look forward to getting off of big deals in the future. I just think that sets them back even further.
You know, it's interesting. I threw this out there. And feel free to jump in at 888-957-9570. But what is the top priority this offseason for the Warriors? And, I guess the number one priority would, in theory, be acquire a superstar. Well, I'll second that.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that would be the number one priority. But Brian Windhorst is saying that's pie in the sky. Okay, so of all the moves that we're looking at this offseason, what would be the biggest priority for you, Evan, with just the guys on the roster? Like just the guys on the roster, not let's see if we can go get Giannis or let's see if you know Paul George because
Joel Embiid.
Or Joel Embiid. Like
no.
I'm talking most about let's go through the Warrior roster. Chris Paul is essentially a free agent.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson is a free agent. They have Wiggins under contract. They got Steph under contract. They got Kuminga poised to be paid, but doesn't have to be right now. But all indications are they can go that route. They got Draymond under. Like what? Using the guys on the roster, and I'll ask this to Warrior fans at 888-957-9570. What's the first priority?
It's
what's
Andrew Wiggins.
A biggest priority
for me. It's moving off of Andrew Wiggins' contract because I just laid out the contracts I don't want a part of this team. I don't want long-term, underperforming, inconsistent deals. Andrew Wiggins has been the epitome of that now for 2 seasons. I also think the second reason is because he's a stopgap for a lot of your up-and-coming players. Whether you think Kuminga's an all-star or not, Wiggins is in his way. I think he's also in Moses Moody's way, if that's someone you value.
Yeah.
The Warriors have a logjam of forwards right now that are their most inconsistent and potentially flawed players. Klay Thompson's a part of that. Andrew Wiggins a part of that. Draymond Green, for non-basketball reasons, is a part of that. And you could even throw Kuminga in there if you want. But I think they have to make a choice between those four guys. And if I'm selecting one I want to move off of, I think the Warriors can be as good or potentially even better with more runway for younger rising players, which is what we've seen in the postseason is going to reward you in the long term by getting off of Wiggins' contract. And that's where I'd start.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Where would you start, Warrior fans? When I look at the Warriors and the decisions they have, I see Klay Thompson, who's a free agent. And I think there's a lot of people out there would say, well, Klay's a priority. I don't want to sound cold, but to me, Klay isn't a priority. Because in a crate, like you asked me about, and I get the conundrum. This is a team that is going to need more shooting. So why would you get rid of Klay Thompson? Or why would you let Klay Thompson walk? I think there's a scenario in which you could let Klay Thompson walk and be better next year. Hmm. I'll use the guru. It's outside my pay grade. But I think there's a possibility, or I think it's within the realm of possibility you could get a player in there. First of all, they have Pajemski and they have Moody.
Yeah.
If you empower them, how much worse, okay, I'll put it this way. How much worse can they be than Klay was last year for long, long stretches? And they'll be better defensively. Like, I actually think, in conjunction with another move or two, you could lose Klay, get a different kind of two in here completely, maybe even a defensive-minded two, and you could be better. You could be better. Now, you're going to have to do some other things. So that's why, to me, Klay is not a huge priority. And here's the other reason I don't think Klay's a huge priority. Apparently, if you're bringing him back, he's a sixth man anyway. So, I mean, he's one of the all-time greats, but, you know, how much of a difference maker is he right now? 888-957-9570. Yes, sir.
1 second, son. I just want to make sure we get this super chat in from okay. YouTube, powered by First North
Mitch Mitchman?
Union. No. Hey! At Co-Pest Control.
Oh, we got to go back. There was one from Mitch Mitchman. I'll get that one.
Okay, I got you. So this is from At Co-Pest Control. Warriors should have let Dre walk last season, then let CP3 and Klay walk this offseason. They could have had plenty of space to build a contender around Steph. That's light years.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the one thing when we were talking about priorities and Draymond Green's name came up and I said, yeah, I'd probably look to move him. And he's going to be tough to move because only a few teams are going to want him and he's tough to replace. But, you know, to me, I think we're at that time. I mean, if the goal, like, here's the other thing that I think. If let's do it practically where you say, Steiny, there are not as many unrealistic people who think this team's going to win a title again as you. You think, like, that's half the fan base. It's not actually.
Well, it's dwindling by the minute.
Sure. So if a few tweaks gets you back to 49, 50 wins and a six seed, and that's the new normal, I absolutely believe you could get there by making the right trade for Draymond Green. Absolutely, I believe that. Again, is it going to be challenging? Yeah, but you got to look at all the avenues. Junior's in Pacifica. What's up, Junior? How you doing, man?
Fine, thank you. Good discussion, gentlemen. I don't think Klay is a must for the Warriors, but I think he's a preferred option for us. I think that the thing that excites me most, I don't see a way that the Warriors get to be a championship team again during Steph's years. He's very slowly, you know, bumping down a little bit in his play. His turnovers are not dropping with his production. So that's, you know, that's a negative against the slowly declining positive. I think that Kuminga might improve as fast as Steph declines, but the combination of the two of them doesn't ever get too amazing, I believe. So to me, the most exciting option is to bring in KD. We would have to trade Kuminga to do that for the reasons that you guys were saying. So KD and Steph finish up at the same time, and then you're open for a rebuild and a new approach to basketball than the Splash Brothers brought all these years ago. I think it would be entertaining, fun, successful, not championship successful, But you get, you know, you get people in seats, and it would be enjoyable. It would be a great story as well. And be respectful to Steph, giving him every chance to, you know, do something amazing like they did a couple of years ago. In retrospect, that was a pretty amazing title. Maybe there's one more of those, but we can't count on it. Maybe we can hope for it, and I think KD's our best bet to get in that range.
Appreciate it, Junior. That's Junior in Pacifica. I mean, when we talked about the 2022 championship, like nobody would ever, ever, ever give that up. That no. championship is what is going to be a great legacy separator, I think, for Steph Curry. Not that he wouldn't have been remembered as an all-time great with three rings, but that number four, that slammed the door shut on any kind of criticism or any kind of, let's say, maligning of Steph Curry as one of the all-time greats. There's no doubt about it. But I think we also got to acknowledge that winning that title caused this team to go in a little bit of a different direction that they might be paying the price for now had they not made that run. But I get it. Like, and it's okay, great statement, Steinmetz. So they would have been better if they wouldn't have drafted Wiseman or they wouldn't have re-signed this guy or that guy. So maybe that's just kind of sour grapes on my part.
Well, no, I mean, I think the ending of the 19 finals is probably where the thing went incorrectly or
yes.
in the wrong direction.
Right.
I don't know if the 2022 finals or the championship has necessarily set them back as, I mean, I don't view that championship as setting them back because I honestly think if they hadn't won it, they probably still would have tried to keep the big three together. I mean, Klay Thompson had just come back from injury. I guess Draymond Green, this, you know, the next year was in a contract season, but was still productive. I mean, if Draymond had played 74 games in a contract year, even if they hadn't won the championship, but they, I don't know, let's say got to the second round of the conference semis, or the conference finals, I still think they would have probably leaned into the big three. I mean, at the end of the day, you have the most unique dynasty from the fact that the three guys have been together the entirety of the time. And I just don't know if they were willing to give up on that.
Right.
I just felt like, I mean, maybe it's now 2 years later, you're under the reality, you're under this idea that, you know, you can't just kind of retool around them. Like in 2022, they lucked out on a couple of really good veteran men's, and now they're going to figure out how to try and move forward in the same direction.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you thought they were either close or far after the elimination game against Sacramento. You feel the same way now? Do you feel like they're just a tweak away, or do you feel like something more dramatic has to happen? And if something dramatic happens, what's the most dramatic thing you'd like to see happen? 888-957-9570 is the number. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James. First time since 2005 that none of those players are playing in the second round of the playoffs.
It's too old.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.